this is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I want to say here that with everybody here at Living Truth Ministries, that we want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, and I pray that nobody really truly forgets the true meaning of Christmas, how God gave us the ultimate gift that we could ever ask or ever want or ever long for when he gave us Jesus Christ to come down to be born in the image of man to pay for our sins and give his life for everything that we could ever do or think. So let us never forget the true meaning of Christmas and to always be thankful to God for the ultimate and the perfect gift that he gave to each and every one of us. Praise God for that. We've been talking about our dream and our vision that God has placed within our hearts, how God wants to use us to fulfill this dream and to fulfill this vision and to win the lost souls for the kingdom of God. And we've been talking quite a bit about our tongue, how we use our tongue, the words that we say, the attitude that we present things and say things, how we can build people up and how we can tear people down with just our little thing in our mouth called our tongue. We can even change, as we talked last time, changing our course with our tongue. Because it said you can change the entire course of your life by bringing your tongue under the control of the Holy Spirit. And that is only the possible way we can control our tongue is by putting it under the control of the Holy Spirit. Because if you are living in a discouragement, failure, or defeat in any area of your life, you can change this by correcting your speech, by restraining your tongue from negative words, and by speaking words of life, blessing, and faith instead of words of doom and gloom. God also wants us and requires that we tame our tongue, that we control and discipline our tongue. Like King David, you must purpose in your heart that you will not sin with your mouth. Because David said in Psalm 7:3, I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Not only can you transgress against God, but you can transgress against your loved ones, against your neighbors, against your co-workers, against anything. Your little tongue can destroy lives, can destroy marriages, can destroy careers, just by the words that you say. So it is very important that we submit our tongue to the yielding of the Holy Spirit and let him have control. Now today I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to throw a lot of scriptures at you today. So I'm going to kind of go slow on this, but you need to take note of these and write them down for future use and to use these. It's words of scripture that will encourage us, that will help us, and that will give us to where we can yield our tongue to the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to talk about snaring yourself. It is one thing to fall into a trap set by Satan, as he has many devious methods to trap you. And how well do we know that? It is quite another to snare yourself by your own mouth. In Proverbs 6:2, you can snare yourself with your own words, believe it or not. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Your words can separate you from God, and that is a very, very thing that we can always be conscious when we go to speak. Our words can separate us from God. Psalms 12:4 says, with our tongues we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? In other words, who is Lord over your mouth? Who is Lord over your tongue? Your words can create a breach, an opening in your own spirit. In Proverbs 15:4, A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Your lips can also affect your soul. In Proverbs 18:7, it said, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Your controlled tongue leads to trouble. I'm sorry, your uncontrolled tongue leads to trouble. In Proverbs 21:23, it said, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Yes, your tongue can talk you into trouble. Your tongue can make things worse for you just by the words that you say and how you say them. Your tongue affects your whole body. In James 3:6, it says, and the tongue is a fire, the world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setting on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. Your tongue affects your whole life. In Proverbs 13:3, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Need to meditate on these powerful verses today. They illustrate and they show why gaining control of your tongue is mandatory. As I've said in previous talks, you could say something wrong and someone could hear it and it would ignite a fire. Arguments between a husband and wife is said and started just by saying one wrong word, even though you say it out of anger, didn't really mean it, but yet you destroyed a part of that person's life. People has lost jobs. People has lost careers. Why? Because people will speak evil and say bad things with their tongue. It is very, very important that we always keep an attitude of prayer where we always turn our lips and our tongue over to the Holy Spirit. That way we always speak words of encouragement, always speak words to uplift. And yes, sometimes it is hard. Sometimes you get mad, sometimes you get angry, and all of a sudden words come out without you even realizing that you're saying these things. That's why we always need to be in an attitude of prayer and to turn our lives and our minds and especially our tongue over to the Holy Spirit at all times. Because if we really do this, if we are really sincere, I promise you, the Holy Spirit will quicken your mind before you say that word that should not be said. If we just turn our hearts and our mind over to God, because the Bible said what is in your heart is going to flow out of your mouth. So if you got bad feelings, if you got hurt feelings, if you got anger issues in your heart, you need to turn that over to the Holy Spirit and to get that out of your heart to where you will not speak of words of evil and words that will destroy. Turn it over to the Lord and tell him, and he will help you. Even if you are struggling with that, he will help you because he is the overcomer on anything and everything in our life. Praise God for that. Just turn our hearts over to the Holy Spirit and let him have complete control of everything in our lives. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for that gift that you have given to us. Father, I thank you that we can celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, that when you gave him to us to come down and to help us and to cleanse us and to save us from our sin. Father, I pray that you will help us to realize this gift is ours and that we can use it to cleanse our hearts and to put love and compassion in our hearts instead of the hurt feelings and the bad feelings. That, Father, we will dedicate our lips and our mouth over to you, and that we will let the Holy Spirit have control of our lips and our tongue. That, Father, we can speak words to justify, that we can speak words that will uplift and help people instead of tearing them down. Father, I pray that we could use these scriptures that were written today, that we can use it to help us to glorify you. Father, help us to speak words of love, speak words of compassion, and to build people up and not tear them down. Father, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is there and will help us and will guide us and will control our tongue if we would just yield it over to you. Father, I will never, ever fail to thank you and to glorify you and to praise you for your help and for your wonderful Son that you have given to us. And Father, I thank you for all this. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Snaring Yourself. Join Paul next week as he teaches What Not to Speak. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by visiting www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching today, or if you have questions that you would like to have answered. You can email Paul at myltbc.org. Again, that's Paul at myltbc.org. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.